If there is not a cloud covering on the sky tonight here, perhaps also last night and also Sunday night, if you were to look carefully, you would see the shower of meteors that happens every year on this day in honor of the saint whose feast we celebrate, the great Archdeacon of the Church of Rome, St. Lawrence. Now, originally from Spain, he had come to serve the church in Rome and had become the number one deacon, the archdeacon, for the Holy Father, Pope St. Sixtus II. And we celebrated his feast a couple of days ago. They were betrayed by somebody, most likely another Catholic, most likely another priest. And while the Holy Father was celebrating Mass in the catacombs, a squadron of Roman soldiers came in, and interestingly enough, they did not interrupt the Mass, but they let the Holy Father finish the Mass. I think Sixtus, then, after having given the blessing, he sat down on the throne and put on the tiara, and immediately they came up and they chopped the heads of all of those who were with him on the altar. In the meantime, he had told before Mass, much to his chagrin, he did not understand it. Perhaps he thought he was being punished. And most times, people do not understand the reason why things are done or not done. And whenever a person is full of himself, then he thinks it's all about himself. When it's not, God's will must be done. So the Holy Father told him, go and secure the treasure of the church. Now, of course, legends rather than tradition have said that St. Lawrence immediately went and gave all the money to the poor. He did that too. But the treasure about which the Holy Father was speaking was the relics, the wonderful relics of our Lord, of his Passion, of the Blessed Mother, of St. Joseph, and the Apostles and St. John the Baptist. The most precious of all the relics was that of the chalice that our Lord used at the Last Supper that has been called in history the Holy Grail. And all kinds of crazy legends have been made up about it that have nothing to do with reality. Now, it so happened that at that time, the cousin of St. Lawrence, also a deacon, St. Vincent of Zaragoza from Spain, was visiting Rome and visiting the holy shrines, and St. Lawrence got him and told him, take all these things to Spain and secure them. And of course, he told them what they were, the most important of all being the chalice, which of course was secured, and it's still there despite many, many, many centuries of so many persecutions from the Muslims, the Protestants, the Communists and Masons, but it's still in his own chapel in the Cathedral of Valencia in Spain. In the meantime, he did take the cash and gave it to the poor. And according to the tradition, the emperor asked to see the treasury, and St. Lawrence called all the poor people of Rome to come forth. They were the treasury because they had received the treasury, what was left of it. And the emperor grew furious, and so he condemned him to be martyred by being roasted alive. And so all the wonderful things, and we have the grill of St. Lawrence. It is in the Basilica of St. Lawrence outside the walls, where also some of the relics of St. Stephen are to be had. And according to the tradition, at a certain point, St. Lawrence exclaimed, I am done on this side, turn me over and eat. And they turned him over and then he died, giving up the ghost for the honor and glory of God. So today we honor a very courageous martyr of the church. The readings of today are very much appropriate for him, because he who hateth his life in this world will save it unto life eternal. He immediately became one of the most popular saints of Rome in the papal palace, in the Vatican Hill. Many frescoes have been painted over the centuries having the life of St. Lawrence depicted on them. And so today we go to St. Lawrence to protect us and deliver us from all evil, especially the evil of losing our soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.